Colby Albright stood in the crowded LaGuardia Airport, staring up at the flight departure board. Her chest was tight, and her throat felt like it was closing in. Classic anxiety, she told herself. Just breathe right through it. Not that her body listened to her brain. Her body rarely listened to good sense. In any case, it was December 1st, and people were rushing all around her like chickens without their heads, while she stood still, trying to figure out her choice of destination. Her only requirements were warm and tropical. An exotic beach would fit the bill perfectly. Aruba. Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take ya. Great. And now the Beach Boys song was stuck in her head. Doing her best to shake it off, she eyed the board again. So many choices for a 28-year-old runaway with a packed bag and no regrets. From inside her purse, her phone vibrated, and she grimaced. Okay, so there were regrets. Buckets of them that made her suitcase feel like 1,000 pounds and sucked the air from her lungs. But she refused to let herself turn tail and go back. She was doing this. But even as she thought it, the board changed, and a bunch of the flights, all the southbound ones, blinked off and came back on, showing as delayed or canceled. A surprise late-season hurricane, someone said in disgust next to her. Of course. Okay, so she wasn't going south. There was a flight to Toronto in 20 minutes, but Toronto was the opposite of warm and tropical, and plus, it wouldn't give her enough time to grab some breakfast. Apparently, running away really ramped up a girl's appetite. That's when her gaze locked on a flight leaving for San Francisco in an hour. Huh. California, the land of celebrities, avocados, surfer dudes. She'd never really had a chance to enjoy any of those things. In fact, LaGuardia was the furthest she'd been from home in 3 years. But hey, there was a first time for everything, right? Right. She nodded, psyching herself up for this. After years of taking care of her family and working herself half to death, she deserved this. She needed this. So, San Francisco or bust? It would work, she assured herself. Getting away would allow her to find her muse again, her love for the writing. And so, convinced, she strode to the ticket counter. 15 minutes later, she hit the very long, very slow-moving security line. Surrounded by people complaining about the wait, she was in the process of removing her laptop, her sweater, her shoes, her watch, and her bracelet, and was patting herself down to make sure she'd gotten everything out of her pockets when a TSA agent pulled her aside. Oh, she said, I'm not carrying any liquids over 3 ounces. The guy shrugged. Random female, he said. That your bag? Yes. This was what she got for buying a last-minute one-way ticket, and she bit her lower lip as the agent started to go through her things. She favored layers, especially tees and sweaters with loose skirts or yoga pants, even though she'd never been to a yoga class in her life. He pawed through everything, pausing at the sight of her bunny slippers, which, hey, totally completed her favorite riding uniform. My 3-year-old kid has these, he said, and then kept going, alternately looking up at the X-ray monitor and down at her bag, clearly seeking something specific. He moved aside a lightweight jersey dress, and she grimaced as some lacy, silky things were exposed. Maybe her clothes were nothing special, but she did have a thing about what she wore beneath them, her one concession to feeling sexy in this crazy life she'd built, where she didn't have time to actually be sexy. Luckily for his health, the agent's stoic expression never changed. No doubt he'd seen it all, and couldn't care less as he dug past her favorite peach lace bra and panty set, a box of tampons, and... Ah, he said, holding up an apple. Are apples a problem? Colby asked. They sometimes look weird on the screen. No weirdness here, she said. Just a morning snack.